And finally, Paul said that the Thessalonians not only accepted the word and anticipated it and appreciated it, but they applied it. It says it also effectively worked in those who believed. When you take the word of God and you study it, and you appreciate it as it coming from God, let me ask you something. If God sent you a certified letter with some instructions on it, and you could know in your own heart that this was Almighty God, He signed it in such a way that you knew it was Him, I guarantee you, whatever you saw in that certified letter from Almighty God, you would immediately do it, wouldn't you? Amen, sure you would. Well, God has sent you a certified letter. It's this book. And when you come to this book, if you only come to read to hear what it says, you're not ever going to prosper. But if you take the book and you read it with the attitude, Lord, whatsoever you say to me, that will I do, then you begin to prosper. And then the word of God becomes alive to you. And then you begin to build that inwardness in your life. Let me tell you what I've discovered about inwardness, men and women. If you don't have inwardness, when the storms come, you don't do very well. It's the strength that you have in your inward life that helps you through the storms. I don't know what you're going to face this year. But as I've said before, some philosophers said we're either in a storm, we're coming out of a storm, or we're going in one. Storms are a part of life. Storms are not the unusual thing. Storms are the normal thing, and all of us will face some. Some of you may have had one this past week, or you know one's coming this week. If you want to be able to be stable and strong in the midst of the storm as a Christian, spend some time building the inwardness of your life. Don't get so caught up in the frenzy of the world in which you live. I had the privilege of leading a young man to Christ a couple of weeks ago. The first question he asked me after he said amen from his prayer was, can you get me a Bible that I can understand? I need to read the Bible. I saw him just a little bit ago. He went out and bought his own copy of the Bible I loaned him, gave me mine back. And he's reading the Bible every day. You know why? Because he knows in the infancy of his faith that in that book are the instructions to help him know God. You see, this book is not just about knowing who God is or knowing about God. This book is about knowing God. And when you read this book, it helps you to know Him, not about Him. I'm afraid that in many of our churches, we've taken pride in how much we know about God, but how much do we really know God? That's the measure of our inward growth, that we have a sense of the closeness of God in our lives because we've cultivated it through the discipline of the Word of God and prayer. Friends, I can't do that for you. I got my hands full doing it for me. But I can encourage you by what I know from God's Word. The only way you can have a great year with God is to listen to Him speak and let Him listen to you speak. Have a conversation with God this year. Hear Him speak through the Word. Let Him hear you speak through prayer. If you do that, you will discover that something happens inside. All of the outward things that you were so concerned about suddenly become a little less important, and the inwardness of your walk with God becomes the priority.